morning with the head coach at the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. A split of a couple of difficult home games last week for you guys. Come up a little short, 65-59 to UNCW, but then the rebound on Saturday and beat James Madison 73-60. Give me your views on those two games.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough week. You know, two really good teams, and you know, obviously we came up short in the game against Wilmington. Didn't necessarily thought we played well. Got in foul trouble and had a lot of missed opportunities. You know, and they they did what they needed to do to win it. And in the game against James Madison, thought we did a good job of bouncing back after a big emotional game on Thursday and getting ourselves back up, ready to play on Saturday against James Madison, who, you know, I believe is a really good team. They're experienced. So we knew that would be a challenge, and it was. But again, we got back up off the mat, and we played well offensively. We was able to get enough stops to win that game.
Well, what was sort of your message to the team? You had talked to them and done a good job about treating the UNCW game as just sort of one game at a time or the next game on the schedule. But obviously, everybody knew what was on the line with the big crowd and everything like that. And what was the message to your guys after that game? Because it obviously worked with the way you played on Saturday.
Well, I mean, this is an 18-game race, you know. At the end of the day, it's an 18-game race, and, you know, that we had after that game, we still had 10 games to play. And, you know, that we got to get back up off the mat and just, you know, play basketball to our abilities and don't get too high and too low from game to game, because it's next game coming up. And so, you know, I thought they did a great job, because, again, you can win a big game, and you still got to get yourself back right mentally for the next game. So whether you win or lose, the next game is coming. That's the beauty about the league with the Thursday, Saturday. Win or loss, you got to get up, and you got to get ready, and you got to prepare. So you got to have short memory.
How has it been different this year? Because you still have a relatively young team, and this is the first time with this group that you've been in contention for a title. What is, how have you addressed that as the year's gone along? Because you're still, you know, sitting 7-1, you got 16 wins already in the schedule, and so you're in a little different spot than you've been over the last 2 years.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing, we got to get better every day. You know, stick to the process, get better every day, control the things we can control, and don't really get caught up, you know, in what you read in the newspaper or on the internet about what you're hearing about our season or people in the league. Just how important it is to stay focused and stay humble and, you know, stay true to the process. I mean, that's really it, because at the end of the day, you know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You ain't staying the same. So the practices are really more important than anything we got going on right now.
We're here with College Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. In the game Saturday against James Madison, Marquise Pointer comes off the bench and matches his season high with 10 points against JMU. And he was a guy that certainly played a lot of minutes with some of the injuries to Grant and Joe last year and was a member of the CAL rookie team and has had to transition to a little bit different role. Talk about how he's handled that change in roles and how pleased you were with his performance Saturday.
Yeah, he's done a great job handling the change in role. You know, obviously, anytime you go from playing 28 minutes or 30 minutes to just playing 20, I mean, that's a different role, and you're not playing as much, you're not on the floor as much, so your flow, you don't get the same flow that you get when you're playing a ton of minutes. But, you know, I think he's done a great job, because he's really defended well for us, made it hard for other people's guards with his ball pressure and his tenacity. And then, you know, obviously in the James Madison game, for him to come out and make two big threes when we needed him, and for him to score 10 points, it wasn't a surprise for any of us, because we know he's capable of it, but it was just good to see him do that at the same time having the same role of defending and being that tenacious guy to help us try to wear people down. But, you know, it was great to see it, and hopefully he can continue to give us that punch off the bench, because he's very capable.
A couple guys that also gave you a nice lift off the bench in that UNCW game were two of your freshmen, and Jalen McManus, 7 points and 7 rebounds, Chavez Goodwin, 9 rebounds in that game, and those young guys have, again, with some of the guys ahead of them, have not gotten a ton of minutes, but seem to continue to get better as the year goes along, and I'm sure you see some pretty great potential in those guys.
Yeah, they really coming on great. You know, both of them are very talented players, and they've, you know, Chavez has had more opportunities than Jalen, but Jalen are starting to get some opportunities now. He's really developed in practice, gotten better and understanding what we're trying to do, and so I think as we continue to go through the season, they'll continue to improve, and they'll have more of an impact on our team when it comes March.
You guys head out this week on a tough road swing, going to Towson on Thursday and Drexel on Saturday. You've seen Towson once this year at home, and that was certainly a game that went right down to the wire, and since then they've been playing pretty well, four wins in a row. Talk about what you did well in the first game against Towson and some of the challenges that they present for you in this game on Thursday.
Well, I mean, the first time we played them, it was a war, and you know, close game, and you know, this came down to a few possessions here and there where we had some success, and so I anticipated to be the same thing at their place. You know, very challenging game against a good team that is well coached, so we're going to have to prepare well and try to go up there and do the best we can. So, but it certainly will be a challenge. They're a very good team, and you know, we'll have to be ready to play.
All right, Earl. Thanks, as always, for taking time to join us here this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.